We're up to Simon Resh Nun Hey. That's page Chof Zayin in the regular Mishnah Brewers, beginning of the Simon. This Simon is a Hemshech, it's continuation of the previous Simon. Whereas we were talking about till now, cooking, baking, heating water, just as Shabbos comes in. It starts as Shabbos comes in, 5 minutes before Shabbos. And we said that they have to be ready, because otherwise a guy might be mechase, he get worried by his food, so he might come to stoke the flames. And we said the difference between tzvi and bishul, bosor and oif, tumasin. That was the last simon. Now, we are talking about in this simon about somebody who's lighting his fire. Used to have fireplaces, a place to heat themselves up. So he wants to light his fire up the covered Shabbos to have a warm Shabbos. So we have a similar problem. Because to make a good sizzling fire takes a lot of effort. Just lighting it one corner, one bit, it's just starting. But you now might need a bit, extra bit of wood, a bit of newspaper, a bit of gas, whatever they put in. I don't know, nowadays they just put a bit of petroleum in it. Those days they had good ways of making fires. And therefore, you have to. The sim is going to be about that we have to make sure that when Shabbos comes in, you're not worrying about this fire. Because if you're still worrying about the fire, we have the same concept that he might go and stoke the fire, blow the fire, do something to the fire as Shabbos comes in, because he's worrying to have a nice hot Friday night. Okay, so let's start. Ein oisin madura mi'etzim samuch l'chashecha. You're not allowed to make a madura, means a nice fire, mi'etzim from wood, samuch l'chashecha. The reason why he says from wood is because soon he's going to talk about other materials. So he's saying we're not allowed to make a fire out of wood, samuch l'chashecha, just before Shabbos comes in. Add sheyotzitz bohen ha'oir, unless, until the fire is lit into it, be'inyan shetehe hashalheves oila me'ila, in the way that the fire is burning up from its own right. It doesn't need your help anymore. It's burning it, the shalheves, the flame is going up from itself. Without any help from other etzim, meaning without any help from other little bits and bobs, you might want twigs in or something. It's working, it's fine. So therefore you're not worrying about it, that's fine. But if as Shabbos comes in, you just give it a light, and now you're still worrying about it, you're not allowed to. If it's one big log, it's only a log, the fire has to have grabbed, has to have holding on to this log in rov of its thickness of the log. I mean, it's getting seeped, the fire, the heat of the fire seeped into the log, into the wood, most of the way around. And if it's not so alight, that means you haven't reached so much until Shabbos comes in. When Shabbos comes in, it's still only just starting. Then also liyohonis babis Shabbos. Then even though later now it's a fantastic fire, you know, just as Shabbos came in, it wasn't going so well, and you didn't do anything, and slowly fires pick up and they slowly work fine. But still also liyohonis babis Shabbos, you're not allowed to have any anor from this fire on Shabbos. Why? Gzeira shema yechasebo. Maybe if we allow you to have an awe from it, you might come to stoke it. V'yonid ha'etzim, and you'll shake the woods around. K'dei shetala ashal heves.
Once the fire's now started,
yeah.
How do you not let
them
on? It's in your house, whatever.
Well, you have to put it out.
No, you can't put it out on Shabbos.
Oh, you mean on Shabbos?
I hear. Well, I hear the point. That's true, and actually, it is a concept of if something's osur b'hanor in the whole house, you might not always have to move out of your house. You could have actually just said you maybe have to move out, but there is a concept. It could be, we're going to talk about two hanors besides for the general hanor of the heat, and that is maybe coming close to the fire, you know, to warm your hands up over it, which we'll talk about in the Mishnah Berurah. But that still won't help. Or maybe for the light of the fire. They used to use a fire for the light. Just use a fire for the night. Otherwise, maybe you're not allowed to be in that room. Maybe you'd have to keep out of the room. Yes, it would be interesting. It means you'd have to move out of the room. Shabu doesn't say what kind of Issa Hanor. No, it doesn't say. That means you'd have to maybe move out of the room. You're not allowed to have Hanor from that fire. Yeah. But, it's a solid point. But so we are, it's also to have Hanor. It could be the oil. He's going to talk about the light of the fire as well. That could be an easy answer. That you're not to have Hanor from the light of the fire. Osser Yohanes Bar, and this is the same concept like we said before, because if somebody starts cooking food as Shabbos comes in, and it's not cooked as Shabbos comes in, and the food that we're worrying about, Shem Yechasa, so we saw in the previous Simon, in Simon Gimel, it's Osser. It's Osser to have Anor, because even though you haven't done any Malacha on Shabbos, the Malacha was done 5 minutes before Shabbos, but because we were over on this Gezeira, Chazal didn't want you to do it just before Shabbos comes in, because you might come to stoke it, so Chazal also Asad it. Oh, but if but if it's lit on with the right shir, meaning the shir that we mentioned above, that's ready gzunta fire as Shabbos comes in, you can stand next to it to get hot from it, or see how close, but you can stand and get chimum. So maybe that's what he means. You can't go too close to the fire. Talk about your question. Maybe you can't go too close, even within the room, maybe stay on the other half of the room. Here you can come closer to the fire, and you can use the light of the fire to read a sefer, a newspaper. You can read, you can stand by the fire. Now this, the kudah is, if it's on the floor or if it's on a menorah. What's the difference on the floor and the menorah? It says, the chayyur going on the ishtamish la'ayra. That means you're allowed to use it for a light. Now we know in Simon Reish Ayin Hei, there's called a gezeirah shema yate. A person might come, what happens is a flame flickers. And when you're trying to read, it's hard to read from a flickering flame because it's dancing, the letters dance in front of your eyes. So there's a gezeirah actually that you're not allowed to read a book in front of a single candle on Shabbos. Yeah, in the olden days when they have lights, you were not allowed to sit by a fire and read a sefer from a candle unless you have a shema. Somebody watches you, and he watches you as you go close to the. If you chas v'shan and put your finger to the fire to be matter, then you shout at him Shabbos. The Stipler and the Chazanish, they say stories. They already in Bnei Brak, when they're in Bnei Brak, they obviously didn't have electricity on Shabbos, because even though they didn't want to use electricity of Israel, whatever the point was, they didn't have electricity on Shabbos. And they say the Stipler used to have a shema, special guard, somebody, a grandson, who used to sit next to him. And he sometimes, in the middle of learning, put his finger next to the candle to test his grandson to see if his grandson's actually watching him. Because it's very nice to have a shema, but if the shema's dozing, that's not a shema. So he used to sit and learn by a sefer, and the shema watched him, and every so often he used to test him to see if he's put his finger next to the candle, see if his grandson said Shabbos. If his grandson said Shabbos, oh, he's a good shema. But that's the halacha by a candle. You're not allowed to learn by the light of a candle, because a candle flickers, and when it flickers, a guy might turn the candle a bit, make it shift the wick a bit, to make it clearer glow. Shemo yate means you bend the flick or the wick or something, do something to it. So that's a problem by a single flame. By a medura, a nice big fire, then you're allowed to lishtamish by the oira. Beinu amakabe karka, if the oira is on the floor, or akabe menoira, meaning even if it's far away from you, it's on the floor, it's on the menoira, you're allowed to use it. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to use it for everything, but you are allowed to use it. V'afilu hi midvarim she'ein oisin mehem psila l'shabbos. Even if it's things which you're not allowed to make wicks from Shabbos. There are various wicks you're not allowed to use at all on Shabbos, and that is because you might come to for the same gzeirah. Chazal v'choshesh, there are wicks, if you remember Mehmer Adlikin, there are various oils and various wicks which don't burn well, and then the gzeirah over there stands very strong because you might come to actually bend the thing. So here we're talking about over here, but this fire, you're allowed to use it for reading because it's a nice big fire, and we're not worried that you come to be Shema Yata, maybe you'll come and do something to the fire to be a bit clearer to be able to read. That is the Mechaber. So we've said that you have to make sure the fire is gesund and going well as Shabbos comes in. Now, if we look at the Mishnah Berurah, there's a lot of Mishnah Berurah, but I just want to bring out one point, and that is making a fire. I mean, we're talking about making a fire before Shabbos comes in, but what about a fire on Shabbos? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Katan Aleph, three lines before the end, it's the beginning of a line. It's four. Ve'ein Nedoima. Yeah? The Mishabur's got an obvious problem. In the olden days, when they didn't have heating, the goy used to come in on Shabbos morning, set up the fire, the wood, the coal, and he'd light the fire. And here we're talking about you're not even allowed to make an erev Shabbos when it comes into Shabbos. And if we're using a goy on Shabbos to make a nice big fire, how can he allow that? Aye, when the goy lights a fire, you might come and hover over him and worry about your cold Shabbos morning, and you might come to me, maybe you'll come to stoke the fire. Says the Mishabun, ve'eino doima, lahor shematirin lahasik b'Shabbos halidei en Yehudi. This heter, that we allow a goy to come to our house, in the old days we used this heter. The goy came on Shabbos morning to come and light a fire in your house. Why haven't you got the problem? So the Mishabur puts in the word, obviously, a goy is only allowed to come and make a fire in your house in the cold Medinas, in the cold places. If you don't need the fire, then it's obviously not allowed to. So what's the difference? Why there are you allowed to? Why are we not worrying? When the fire goes there, maybe you'll stoke it. Says the Mishabur, there's no other Eitzah. This is only Shabbos morning, you're not supposed to suffer. And that is because there is a rule, HaKol Cholim Eitzel Tzino. We're all ill when it comes to cold. That means we're all considered ill people for cold. Why are we allowed to ask a goy to turn on our fire on Shabbos? That is because to be cold, Chol is obviously not allowed to be cold. When it comes to coldness, we're all ill for it. That means we've all got a din chola to have the heter to ask a goy to light for us on Shabbos a fire. And that could be negeir to us, to our central heating. If the cold winter day and the central heating has gone off for some reason or other and it's really cold, well, you could ask a rov, but mi'ika adin, it's definite. You maybe ask a shayla, so it depends on maybe other things, but on mi'ika adin, you're allowed to call a goy in to turn on the central heating. Because it's akol cholim eitzel tzino. We're all considered ill people for cold. We're all got din chola for that. So it's a heter, a chola is allowed to use a goy, so we're allowed to do that. So the mission. What? Even directly, I think, but ask. I'm just telling you the general concept. Yeah, but I think so. I think even directly, because you're allowed to ask a chola. Maybe there's a mile in asking Pirimiza, but I think it's even directly. They talk about this. And the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, he's asking, Mr. Katanga is asking over here, what about the heat when it's too hot for the second air conditioning? So you'd say, HaKol Cholim Eitzel too hot. But the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael didn't hold like that. They said, no, you don't get ill from being too hot. You don't feel ill. Cold, we're all Cholim from it. What? I know. No, so maybe if you do feel ill, I don't know, maybe if a person really feels ill, then you could go and be called a real Cholim. Yeah, but in that sort of places like that, opening a window might not help. No, if you're really ill, then you're really ill. That's something else. But there's another concept of here. This is a concept, even if you're actually fine, you can wrap yourself up in five coats and a jacket and a scarf and a head, a woolly and all the chulu, and you can do everything. For tzino, we're considered chulim. So the gedolim in that saw that they say from Rabbi Yashav and others that we're not called chulim for heat. Even though there is. The Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael felt that way. Actually, there's a fascinating medrash which might argue with that. And that is, the medrash says Antoninus was a king, right? And he was Rebbe's friend. We know he learnt together with Rebbe. And he once said to Rebbe, give me a bracha. So Rebbe said, when your soldiers go to fight, it shouldn't be too cold for them. It shouldn't be too cold. So Rebbe said, Antonina said, that's not a bracha, that's nothing. If you're cold, you put a coat on, what's the problem? So Rebbe said to him, when your soldiers go to fight, they shouldn't be too hot. So Antonina said, oh, that's a good bracha. Because if I'm hot, there's nothing I can do about it. So I need, not to be too hot is a problem. To be too cold is always an eitzah. So put another jacket on. That's the medrash. That's a medrash. Halachically, going back to halacha, it's not like that. It's only to put it on for heat, for heating you can, for air conditioning they hold you caught in that sort of find some else. Yes, that's why I said what they said. And so you can ask your of, maybe you'll hear a different and put it in the clause they held like that. And you're right, it's very difficult to be very hot. You could get very ill from it. But if you're ill, we're not talking about somebody who's ill, right? We're talking about somebody who's not ill, but he's got a din chayla for it. And that's only by cold. So that's what the Mishnah is saying over here. That he has to ask a goy to come on Shabbos morning to light up your fire.
Demasha hisik esmoil. I'm carrying on this mishabur. Three lines from the bottom. Demasha on the first column. Demasha hisik esmoil kvaniskari. The fire you put on yesterday afternoon has already gone cold. So mimela, you're cold. You're allowed to call a goy to light it. Aval hocha hare yochel lehasik mikoydam. Here we're talking about erev Shabbos. Who's asking you to light a fire 5 minutes before Shabbos comes in? Unless there's a good reason why you lit it only 5 minutes before Shabbos. You only had wood 5 minutes before Shabbos. Or whatever reason. But otherwise, if you're not an owner, so then there's no reason to be doing it 5 minutes before Shabbos. You've got the gzera, the osa li honis. I would like to just jump to another point, and that is sifkot and zayin, yochel hischami. Yeah, so we said that if you light it in a way that it's ready, really lit as Shabbos comes in, so yochel hischami, you can actually warm yourself up from this fire. Hataz b'simen ayin reishei kosav d'mikol mokoyim yishli yizoy shloy leishiv b'somuch etzel znovis ho'udim. You should have sit right up next to the edges of the fire. L'fishi yishlochu shema yigabahem l'kavom etzel amadur. A person who literally leans over the fire or very close to the fire to warm himself up, he might see some of the woods and some of the bits and bobs and push them into the fire. So Taz says we should be machmir not to get too close to the fire. You can warm yourself up from the fire, but not too close. Yeah, that's it. Stop. That's another point. Right. Now, that's the question is, if you're machmir, not to go too close to the fire, are we allowed to go very close to our radiators? I mean, our radiator is equivalent of a fire. You put a radiator on.
There's no worry
that you're going to adjust it. Why not? There's a knob. It's not the same. I mean, in cooking, we had our ovens on the... In ovens, it was the same. I mean, in the previous sermon, we talked about cooking, and we spoke about the fire being mechasa and stoking the fire. We spoke about the ovens, yes, being the same. If you're roasting your chickens in today's ovens, you might turn it up. So you're saying in cooking, maybe a bit more. Okay, but you have to investigate if that's true by everybody. The Asur Mishmul Vosna says that this whole problem of getting too close and pushing the fire, pushing the bits and bobs, is only by a fire, because a fire is a very unsteady thing. The mice of fire always needs tipul, it always needs a bit of care, love and care. It needs something, because fires, like we make for chametz, always busy pushing and doing and coming. Like boima, you see them always, it doesn't go smooth. A radiator is a radiator. You stand next to it, it warms itself up. You don't stand, which may be similar to what you're saying. It's something which people don't automatically stand next to the fire thinking about the knob up, knob down. They're switched off it. But a real fire, people are more worried. You see the wood's falling out, they'll push it in. There is another problem. What about heating up the house just before Shabbos comes in? We're saying we're not allowed to set up the fire just before Shabbos comes in, because Shema Yechasa. So maybe you should have to. We said Shabbos morning, you could do everything. Through a goy, obviously, and who had in a time clock, right? You can have your time clock set your Shabbos, your heat going on Shabbos morning. Why are you allowed to? Tered says, because like you're allowed to use a goy, in the olden days you had a goy coming in to set up the fire, you could definitely use a time clock to set up your central heating. But Erev Shabbos, we said it's worse. Because the Mishnah Berurah said before, Erev Shabbos, why are you doing it 5 minutes before Shabbos? Do it an hour before Shabbos, let it go well, and then you won't have the problem of Shemini Yechasa. So maybe we should all turn on our central heating an hour before Shabbos. If something gets cold 5 minutes before Shabbos, maybe you're not allowed to turn it on, because it's equivalent of making a fire 5 minutes before Shabbos comes in.
I would want to suggest that if you don't adjust your central heating during the week, because it's so reliable, you're not going to adjust it.
You're saying similar to what Shmuel Vosna is saying over here by going too close to the fire. You're saying something which is steady and has its way about it. You might not get so involved, similar to what you're saying as well, that when you get close to the fire, the heatings are a more steady thing, and if you don't turn it up and turn it down. Yeah, okay, it's difficult to know exactly where to draw the line, because at the end of the day, you are heating up a lot of hot water just as Shabbos comes in, right? You turn on the central heating. What are you doing? You're setting the boiler to heat up the water. No,
that's goofy grammar. I mean, that's such a grammar.
Wait, it's a button, right? It's basically...
Right, so...
Is that a grammar?
Yeah. I mean, the way it works these days is you press a button, the button talks to something else.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that's grammar. I'm not sure that's grammar because it's an electric reaction. I'm not sure. Otherwise, you there's something called a grammar switch. But no, I'm not sure that's grammar. This is you press it and the gas goes on under the boiler. I don't know how it works exactly. You might know, but no, I'm saying I don't know exactly. But it turns off. You're saying when one electricity is going electricity, that's called grammar. Grammar normally means that something is back on it happens, but. From itself, not from what you're. Hey, you're doing a direct boiler. You're turning on the gas, and the boiler sets it up, no? And then you're starting heating up water. Especially the good old-fashioned boilers. I don't know about today. Maybe you're right. The electricity of the system when they work very technical. Good old-fashioned boilers. When you press the heating on, what happens? There's a big tank, and it gets hot. No, I think that's how it works, and it goes all around the house.
Does anyone ever adjust the boiler and then go back 5 minutes later and adjust it again? I mean, if they do, maybe they need to be.
Yeah, I hear. So you're suggesting that boilers, we get, I don't know, sometimes you turn up the knob, turn up down the thermostat, sometimes it gets too hot, too cold, you want a bit hotter, no?
We just use our smartphone.
Oh. And you don't use your smartphone on Shabbos, so you're fine. I hear. Okay, so I know, then you could ask, because... No, so the Poskim say a very interesting svar. A very interesting svara. Everybody over here can see, thinking more along the lines, that today things are a bit different. I'm not sure why you hold more in heatings is different than the ovens with cooking. You all feel that...
This was made up by ovens too. It was interesting. He gave different heatings by the ovens.
And what did he say?
I can't remember which poskim he actually brought, but there seemed to be generally a heter that ovens are just so reliable and their heat is so steady... And they don't go up and down like coal fires.
So you'd have to put it on just before Shabbos comes in?
It seems like the Minhag HaOlam seems to be that if you put the oven on before Shabbos, no one's worried that you're going to adjust the heat because it will adjust itself. You've got a thermostat, it goes up and down by itself, you don't really need to worry about it. So there's no hashash.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly they brought the poskim who hold that way. Not everybody does, they're definitely Machmirim, but there were Mekilim too.
Okay. Okay, so then you've got a rhyme maybe to your way of looking at it. That means that today's ovens are different. Okay, so I can't argue on that. The poskim that I saw go on to say a completely different type of svara. It's a fascinating push into difference, a difference in how they look at the thing. Not so much in the practical sense of today being different. They looked at it like this. They wanted to suggest that we've been talking till now where you're cooking and we're scared you might stoke the oven to cook. You are heating up the fire to use the fire. They're saying over here, you're heating up the water, not to use the water itself. You don't use the water. You don't drink the water. You don't wash up anything. You don't dip in it. We spoke about mikveh yesterday. We spoke about washing kainim with the mikveh, with the water. We spoke about drinking the water, eating the food, eating the chicken. You're using the heat that comes off the water. That means not using the water itself at all. The heat goes through the water goes through the system, the bars, and it heats up the bars. So you're using the heat that comes off the water. That they want to say, maybe Chazal didn't say Hashem Yechaseh. Hashem Yechaseh is, I want that product. I want that product, so you want it cooked, you want it hot, you want it whatever it is. But here you're not using the product, you want the heat that comes off the product. They want to say that maybe there's no Shem Yechas on such a thing. That means they're looking at the whole Gezerah as a person who worries about products, who worries about certain things. This is not worrying about a product, this is worrying about the heat that comes off the product. That's less of a chashash. It's another type of svara in what person worries about. Okay? You're telling me you're from a Pantkas, a different. Okay? So we'll leave it there. There is another point in the Mishnah Berurah. We just stopped the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kot and Zayin. Umuter leishtamish, it's the middle of Sivkot and Zayin. Umuter leishtamish afilu besomuch la madura. You're allowed to have tashmish even close to the madura or hatano. That means to use it for reading. We're going on to the halacha of reading it. Imloi bedova shetzorich iun rav. Unless it's something which really needs a lot of iun. That means you can't read the small print of the newspaper, because that needs delicate reading, and then we're all worried, even by a big fire, you might come to adjust the fire. But you can use it for reading nice big letters, the headlines maybe, you'll be mutter. But to read the fine print, you're not allowed to. To oschei shinon shema yata, because then even by a big fire, we're choshe shema yata. And the Be'alocha says later, a fascinating thing, that whereas we said before, Shema, a God helps by Shema Yata. Why? Because as you get closer, you will, as you come to touch it, he'll shout at you Shabbos. So that concept of a God doesn't necessarily, even I said the story for the Taipurah, doesn't necessarily mean he's sitting and watching you. He could also sit next to the fire, but and do whatever he's doing. As long as he's keeping an eye out on you. But they say by a Madura, by a big bonfire, doesn't help to have five people around the fire. Why? Because they say like this, Be'alocha says, when we talk about a candle, we all hover around the fire, the candle. So I've got my book here, you've got your book here, and you're standing here, and I'm standing there, all around this candle. It's not a big bonfire. You stand here, I stand here, and you stand there. Right? So you're not necessarily noticing everything I'm doing, because you're not actually huddled around this big bonfire, literally arm to arm. We're a bit more spread out. Says the Be'alocha later on, in Siman Reish Ayin Hey, therefore, a Shoima might not help. Because a Shoima, the concept of a Shoima is, he's with you around this fire, with you around this candle. But here, he's not with you around this fire. He's sitting around the fire, but next to you, but not with you in completely. And therefore, he might not notice everything. And therefore, he won't be a real Shoima. So, yeah.
Seems like Chazal don't mention the concept of shnur by two people cooking, like the chef and a sous chef. No one says you can have a shnur.
What do you mean?
The things that it's usher to do.
Oh, you mean the beginning of the last simon. Let's say somebody would put on food 5 minutes before Shabbos. Yeah, but how would you have a shoima? We're both worried about the food. Well, he's full. He doesn't need the food. You'd have it difficult. Here we're talking about where I'm reading my stuff, you're reading your stuff, and you're keeping an eye on me, and I'm keeping an eye on you. So, therefore, I'm not involved in your issues. You're not here. Let's say, how would you have it? You'd have to have it would be difficult to say a moshel, because we're a family, and we put the food on 5 minutes before Shabbos. And the Chazal were worried that because it's 5 minutes before Shabbos and it's not cooked, maybe Shema Yichaso. So, how are you going to guard me? You'd also get involved in the food. We're all worried about this chonant for a moment. It's going to be that chonant. So it might not be the same. It means, what I'm trying to say is, as soon as you're involved in the same problem,
right,
you might not be ashamed, even though you could have been ashamed, maybe, because at the end of the day, I could remind you and you could remind each other. Two is always better than one. That's what you meant.
You've got the gears,
because we're both involved in the same issue. Okay, let's just finish the simon, because the rest of the simon is just basically on the same point, and it's just not really turning again. So let's just finish. Yesh oimim shepepchamin coals afidu lo yachas behem ha'oir el a kol shu shori coals. You don't have to make sure the fire is going gesund, it's going well, because coals, they light up themselves. Mepnei shehem dulkim v'holchim, they light up themselves. It works themselves. It doesn't need your involvement. So you don't need to worry. Do it, light them up a minute before Shabbos, and people switch off them because they don't worry about them. They're very good burners. Wood, like we said before, ain't usim madur mi eitzim. Wood is a problem, but pchamim are easier. Siv Gimel, madur shall zephes v'shal gofris. The gofris, I don't know what the names are in English. Zephes is lime, and gofris is tar. V'shal kash straw, v'gvov is also a type of straw. Afilu le'ochas behem ha'oir el kol shu shori. They're also mutar. Why? Because they also burn very easy and smoothly, so you're also not worried to stoke them. V'chein madur shalkonim, twigs, v'shal garini tmorim, and pips, k'shem ufuzorim, when they spread out, a person is, they burn very, very easily, so you're never going to worry about them. As soon as you lit them, you switch off them, and therefore you're allowed to light them 5 minutes before Shabbos comes in. Aval im akonim agudois, if the bundles of konim, bundles of twigs, that garini besal, and the bundles of pips, then they don't burn so well. When they tie, twigs are tied tightly together, they don't burn as well as when they're just spread out. So then you will have to worry. That will become get a din like regular. Eitzim, and you're worrying that Shem Yechasa. V'yashoyimim, says the Mechaber, which is a Shittas Aramam, behepach, exactly the opposite. When the bundles, they light gevaldik. Because they're tightly together, but it's together, so that each one lights each other, and they're fine. But when they're spread out, then you come to be mechasa. Why? Because just because you lit this twig over there, doesn't mean necessarily the twig a meter away from it will get burnt. So you'll light this twig, and it'll burn very, very well, but as that twig's burning, you'll suddenly think, oh, that twig down there is not getting burnt, and you'll push it into the fire. So there's a chesoron in the fact that mefuzorim, because when they're mefuzorim, they don't necessarily light each other. There's a mile on the one hand, because loose twigs burn well. So once you lit one, they all burn easily. On the other hand, there's a chesaron, because being far away from each other might not necessarily light up each other. So that's the machlokes, the two sides of the mechaber. Okay.